You're listening to The Gospel Train with your host, Deborah Walker.
Good morning and welcome to The Gospel Train. I'm Deborah Walker with some great gospel music that I want to share with you this morning. That's right here from the Koval Kuvo Studios, where we provide community, cultural, and music since 1985. We are 89.3 KUVO Denver, K209 ED in Breckenridge, and online at kuvo.org. You know, you can always hit us up on a text message. And of course, the Gospel Train leaves out. That's every Sunday evening at 6 o'clock p.m. from the Denver Open Media 92.9 FM. And you can also check us out. That's every day online 24/7 at DAWS, DAWS2000.com. Well, I want to put a shout out to Happy 4th of July weekend to each and every one of you. Please have a fun-filled, enjoy your family and friends, but please, please be safe and be careful. Yeah, well, as the Gospel Train leaves out on the studio, we have Spencer Taylor, Walter Hawkins, Hezekiah Walker, and of course a little Willie Neal that we're going to share with you as we get started and the train gets going down the track. And of course, we have a special interview with my boys, The Fire, who are going to be performing next week at the Colorado Black Arts Festival, the Gospel Stage. And we want each and every one of you to come out and share some great, great music with us. They are great. So I want you to keep it locked right here. That'll be July 10th, next Sunday. We're going to be out there at the Historic City Park. So we want you to come out and share some moments with us. So keep it locked right here on the Gospel Train as we come to you with some great gospel music.
Everything gonna be alright. Everything gonna be alright. After the sun. This morning, there was no food on my table. That's when I really found out the God I serve is able. He's been with me through thick and thin. Friends moved out. That's when my God separated. The song of love is over. Everything gonna be alright. Marvin, why don't you help me sing this verse?
Woke up this morning, there was no food on my table. That's when I found out the God I serve is really able. You're going through.
It's gonna be alright.
I know.
It's going to be alright.
Everything.
It's gonna be alright.
Lord, here I am.
It's gonna be alright.
Take me and you.
It's gonna be alright.
Take me and you.
It's going to be alright.
Brother Taylor, it's alright.
It's gonna be alright.
My testimony, everybody, how God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words.
Love is patient, caring. Love is kind.
Love is felt most.
Love is felt most when
it's genuine.
Abuse,
manipulated, and
his strength
misused.
And I can't help,
but to give God glory. When I think about my story, oh yeah, y'all, I got a story to tell.
And I know
you favored me. Because my enemies, they did try, but they couldn't triumph over me. Yes, they did try, but it didn't work. I'm still here. I'm still alive. I'm still blessed. On my way to my destiny, because the favor of God is on my life. Let me tell you about love.
Love
is patience.
Is patient, caring love.
Love is kind. Love is felt most when it's genuine. I had a whole lot of people in my life who abused my love. They manipulated it and took the strength of it and tried to misuse it. But I can't help but to give God glory today. When I think about all I've been through, that I still came out on the winning side. I don't know about you, but I know that he favored me. Because my enemies, they did try. Sing it, y'all. But they couldn't triumph over me. Because great is he that is in me than he that's in the world. That's what they did. That's what they did. They told a whole lot of lies. But God favored me. My character, my integrity,
my faith in God, he favors me.
But it would not fall,
would not bend,
won't compromise. God favors
me.
I spoke life and prosperity. I even spoke health. He favors me. They whispered about me. They conspired against me. They told a whole lot of lies on me. But God favored me. My character,
my integrity,
my faith in God. He favored me. It will not fall. Not gonna bend.
Won't compromise.
God favors
me. I speak life.
I speak prosperity.
And I speak health.
You're in touch and in tune to the best of great gospel music. That's right here on the Gospel Train. Oh, if you know Jesus has been good to you, all you can do is just shout it. Call his name right there where you are. I do remind you that opening access to summer theater camp. This is a week-long camp that's focused on age 5 to 17-year-old students, and of course that's Monday, July 18th through the 22nd from 9 to 12 at Scotts United Methodist Church, 2880 Garfield Street. You want to contact Sylvia Cordy at 303-777-2054. That's 303-777-2054, and get your kids involved. I mean, it's a great, great program. And of course, Arts and Wellness, Women's Wellness Clinic. Of course, it's HPV and cervical cancer. It's the Inner City Health Center, July 30th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 3800 York Street. So call Gladys at 720-244-1823. That's 720-244-1823 and find out more information. This is a great, great program. They do it every year, supported by Nine Health Fair. And of course, women, you got to keep your health together. That is in honor of Henrietta Lacks' birthday. So keep it locked right here on the Gospel Train. We got more great gospel music coming up right after this.
Hello, this is Senir, the hostess of the Brazilian Fantasy. We have moved to a new earlier time. Enjoy the music I bring back from my trips to Brazil, favorites from the past, all the way to today. The Brazilian Fantasy, Sundays at 5 p.m. on KUVO, the oasis in the city.
Okay, we are back with more great gospel music. I do want to remind you that the Colorado Black Arts Festival is hosting their 36th annual festival. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, July 8th through the 10th. And, of course, July 8th, this Saturday 9th, the original Lakeside will be here. And, of course, a lot of you guys know about that. But then I also want you to know that Sunday is going to be off the hook. We're going to have a great, great time. So you definitely don't want to miss Sunday. So come on out. Bring your blankets. Bring your chairs. Get yourself comfortable because we have the group Fire that's coming in from Newark, New Jersey. And they are going to set the tone and the stage on fire. But we also have the RFC Praise Team, Terrell Martin and C2 Mass Choir, Minerva Jackson, and the Fashion Patrol. She's going to open the show, so you want to come see some of her great, great fashions that they have. Yahshua Praise Dancers, J.L. Thompson Dancers, they're going to be there. Tim Boston's League Worshippers, Life Page Youth Ministry, they're from Miami, Florida, and of course they're going to be there. And, of course, the national group, Fire. So I had the pleasure of talking to these young. They are so gifted and very inspired young men that I'm going to share this interview with you. So keep it locked right here on the Gospel Train. Okay, we have the pleasure of having the group Fire riding on the Gospel Train today, and they are going to be performing on the Colorado Black Arts Festival Gospel Stage. That's July 10th. That's right in historic City Park. You got to be there. Hello, guys. How are you?
Great. Glad to be on the phone with you having this interview. We love you.
So, guys, tell me a little about yourselves and how all of this started with the group Fire.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy Terrell. It's your nephew Jawan. It's your cousin Ja'Jon. It's the guy Justin. And we're the group Fire. This is Terrell speaking. The group Fire is a set of two brothers. Myself, Terrell, Jawan, and Justin. The other set of brothers is Al Shamir and Ja'Jon. And it started over 13 years ago. My grandfather, Bishop Poop, assistant pastor, and Al Shemin Tajan's family joined our church, and we became close friends. You know, we became friends to the point where we call ourselves family. And it just so happened one day we were singing together, and you know, my grandfather Bishop Cooper saw something in us that we didn't see in ourselves at the time, and he signed us to his label, Jet Records Northeast, and he asked my dad, who is our producer and songwriter, Steve Cooper, to train us, and he wrote songs for us, and the rest is history. Here we are today.
Okay, guys, so tell me, do you write your own music?
No, we do not write. This is Jawan speaking, by the way, but yeah, we do not write. Our producer, Steve Cooper, wrote all our material. You know, shout out to him, man. Without him being who he is, he's everything. Our producer, our songwriter, choreographer, he does it all, man, so shout out to him. But I would say he has allowed us to grow as artists. You know, he's asked for our input. He's also allowed me and Terrell, my brother, to be co-producers on this album, Hills of Land. So I appreciate him for just, you know, trusting in our abilities. But big split the band. Y'all go check him. He has a huge catalog, man. He's that guy.
Okay, so where do you see yourself going from here? I mean, you've already established yourself, and you got a great album. So what is the future for the group Fire?
You know, we want to take our ministry around the world. We want to be able to travel and tell the good news of Jesus. And, you know, and that's the plan. You know, we want to be able to win souls as well while we're doing it. So, you know, while we're going around, we want to keep the message that God is real. And, you know, that's you can hear the Hill of Land album we got out. You know, all these songs that we got. You know, it's giving a message, and, you know, that's what we want to do, travel the world and spread the good news of Jesus. And to add on, Justin, this is Terrell speaking. You know, if you listen to our new project, Heal the Land, it's different styles of gospel music. You have trap, you have contemporary, you have quartet, you got jazz, you got reggae, country. Yeah. Your name is something for everybody because, you know, we not only fans of music, but we just know that it's a diverse crowd out there in this world.
Yeah.
And we want everybody, all ages, you know, all colors and sizes, man, to just get down with this new project of the Land with your boys in the Fire. So we can't wait to see you in Colorado.
What is it that you can say to our audience or to the youth in our community that will really inspire them to stay in the Lord and in the Word?
Hey, what's going on, y'all? This is your boy Todd speaking. And to our youth out there, we just want to say keep God first. You know, when you keep God first and you keep your mind focused on Him, He won't put you last. And whatever you're doing for Him, it will last. And He'll make sure that, you know, your gift or whatever it is that you do is reaching the people. You know, just keep God first and you got to trust in Him. And everything will be okay.
And also, you know, this is Al speaking. But also, you know, the group probably wanted to be examples to our youth, you know, because oftentimes we live in a time where stigma is that the youth are running wild. We're living in some tough times, but, you know, we want to be examples for the youth that, you know, Christian music is great, you know, great music. And as the guys alluded to, you know, Hill of the Land album has a diverse genre of the music for all the youth. You know, we got the youth that like the trap music. We got the youth that like the country. You know, whatever that the youth like, we want to be able to be examples to give it that. I love Fix It. I think Fix It is all-time favorite, but besides Fix It, I would have to go with
She's in the right room.
I love it. This is Jawan speaking. Hey, look, I'm biased. I read more. Look at that album. Let's do it. I love it.
And this is Tajan speaking. If I had to pick one, I'm gonna have to pick Anything But Fail.
Yeah.
That's my favorite, you know.
God Will Never Fail. Yep, that is my favorite as well. Because no matter what you're going through, God will never fail you. So, guys, will you introduce your next song?
What's up, y'all? It's the Group Fire, and you're about to listen to our new single, Anything But Fail. Let's go.
I know.
Oh, that's anything but God cannot fail. That's the group Fire that's going to be performing live at the Gospel Stage on the Colorado Black Arts Festival. So we're inviting you to join myself. Ricky O from the Latin Soul Party is going to be doing his jam there. And we're going to have a great, great time. And we want you to join us. Stay with us. We got more great gospel music coming to you. We got Fuzzy, Little Earth, Wind, and Fire, Anthony Brown, Little Yolanda Adams, and many more coming to you. So keep it locked right here on the Gospel Train.
For those who are going through something, let me tell you one thing. You ought to be glad to be.
You're locked to the best of great gospel music that's right here on the Gospel Train, a little home for Earth, Wind, and Fire. We give our love out and shout to Verdine and Philip and all of them that have just blessed us so many years. I think over 50 years with their music. But I do want to say blessings go out to Pat and Bonnie and Karen, Carl Bourgeois, and of course, our condolences go to Oscar Cowens, who passed away yesterday, one of none other than our East Angels. And of course, shout out to Daryl, who had his 70th birthday yesterday. God bless each and every one of them. Stay with us. We got more great gospel music coming to you.
You thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleaned me up inside. You thought
to me. it's just me and you. I feel so lost, 'cause I don't know what to do. Now what if I choose the wrong thing to do? I'm so afraid of disappointing you. So I need to talk to you and ask you for your guidance, especially today when my life is so cloudy. Guide me until I'm sure I open my heart. Oh yes. My hopes and dreams are fading fast. I'm all burnt out, especially today when my world seems so cloudy. Lord, guide me until I'm sure I open up my heart. Oh yeah, yes I do.
Oh, that's Miss Yolanda Adams right here on the Gospel Train. Talk about open up my heart. Oh, I open up my heart to the Lord so he will speak to me today. And before that, of course, we had Anthony Brown with The Worthy. God bless each and every one of you. You can text us at 303-291-0666. That's our text line. And you can always communicate with us here at the studio at 303-291-0666. Keep it locked right here. We'll be right back with more great gospel music.
Barbecuing is about the food, the people, and about the music. What's your favorite summertime song? The one you play when you get the grill going? Let us know online at kuvo.org or via text at 303-291-0666. It's Kuvo's Cooking to the Sounds of Summer Drawing. Sign up today to be entered to win a barbecue grill courtesy of Proud Souls Barbecue and Provisions. Good luck.
Friendship I will never end. When you are weak, I will be strong. Sometimes don't last. Some people do. Don't throw in the towel. whatever you're going through.
Jesus, he will fix it.
Just know he'll see you through.
Jesus, he will fix it.
No matter what you're going through, Jesus will fix it. That's the group Fire. They're going to be at the Colorado Black Arts Festival. That's next Sunday, the gospel stage. We want you to be there. I just had to play that just for you because it's time for us to start winding down and get back to the station. And I've enjoyed being with you today. God bless each and every one of you. Please be safe on this 4th of July weekend. God bless you. And, of course, I will see you next week, same time, God willing. So go with God in all of your ways. And remember to share that love with each and every person that you meet. We need love. We need love. We need to share love with each and every person. Because these are very, very trying times right now for each and every one of us. You never know what a person's going through. So sometimes just a little smile will help them. We're going to have Ty Trivett take us home with Stayed on You. God bless you. I'll see you next week.
listening to The Gospel Train with your host, Deborah Walker.